Naturally, in manager had to be very, very, very satisfied with the performance of those players. People say a very gutsy performance. They showed the talent and the pedigree they have as regards football. We have some excellent footballers. But people must remember again, we're crucified with injuries at the moment. I'm not complaining about it. You have to manage those situations. But to lose the leg of Animal Dunn, another midfield player, and we're being criticised for our midfield display. But I think Michael Freeman went out there today and gave a display for a fella who came through the development squad in Derry, and Martin Donaghy. Those sort of fellas are progressing, and we can only get better. I trust the supporters know, have a wee bit of patience, because we have a lot of new faces. We've used 36 players this year already. I know we're a victim of our own success, the extra 2 games, semi-final and final of the Kenna Cup. And there were a number of players, for obvious reasons, we couldn't use, because of universities. And then we're only building a league panel now. And we're progressing pretty well. If these injuries would just clear up. But I have to credit, you know, for... You know, Darren McBrady was hobbling all week. The Kevin McCloy, who's apparently sore, as is Barry McGoldrick. But for those fellas to go out and complete 73, 74 minutes, those fellas just get my greatest respect and how good they are, and the encouragement they're given to other players. And lesser people wouldn't have turned out there today.
Looking at the way the game went at half-time, and maybe the supporters might have been worried playing under the one, but played very clever football in the second half, ran the ball, carried the ball, was always a man supporting, there was never tried to drive it under the teeth of the one.
Yeah, well, we made a change at half-time, between our centre-half. Their fella O'Rourke was doing a lot of damage, but they were a big team, awkward team, and they were playing high ball a lot, so there was no point in kicking high ball into the one, because if you remember back to the beginning of the game, we kicked 3 or 4 wayward ball out over the line. We changed the tactics, and you know, we've got to realise Derry are very, very good footballers. Like Sean Liam McGoldrick, Martin Donaghy there in the second half, and a lot of other fellas, Paddy Bradley, Donald Gilligan, those fellas gave an exemplary performance as to how to play football against the elements. Some great scores, and I'm just so happy for every one of them, happy for Derry's support. And just stress again, patience. I'm trying to build a team. We will get better. We're going to have hiccups. We'll hit bad days. Today I wasn't happy conceding the goals, but to come back from those 3 goals and still won, I think just speaks volumes.
Important to get a win here at Celtic Park under the belt, considering, you know, that we had lost a couple and we're going to be here for the championship. Maybe actually it's the way supporters have maybe seen some of the better performances today, you know, like the gutsy performance down in Sligo. So it was important to go on here in home turf, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, let's reflect back to the least match can happen in any team, and it's happened to me in the past. The teams have taken real hidings, and you have to get over that hiding and say that was a non-event. I have cast that least match completely out of the picture. At least haven't done too well since. Against Donegal we scored 2-12, right? We conceded more, but there was a period in that game which was critical before half time that we conceded 1-3 or just 1-4. I mean, it wasn't the goal towards the end or the last 10 minutes, it was the last 6-7 minutes of the first half of that game was a crucifying factor. And but listen, you take every game as it comes. We won our next game, we're in the shake up for promotion, and it would have been brilliant if those young fellas, if we were in the playoff, to get to Croke Park. I mean, it would be the be-all and the end-all to come from the lows that people were saying Derry were at. I never agreed with that. Derry were just at a standard, and I'm just hoping that I can build and progress from the take this match today as a platform. Nothing other than that, just a platform to on.